This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. There's a lot of new music coming out from Colorado artists, including one who normally has a lot of company on stage.
Last night's a show.
Esme Patterson is one of the singers with Paper Bird, the Colorado band that's had a lot of success since their debut in 2008. Now Patterson has a solo project, and it's one of several new releases just now coming out by local artists. And when we want to know what's new in Colorado music, we ask our friends at Open Air. Jesse Witten is music director for CPR's new music station. Jesse, it's good to see you.
Always good to see you, Mike.
Now, it would seem that a new record by Esme Patterson says something about her band Paper Bird, that they've had some success now and that she can branch off and do a solo record knowing that people will maybe be interested in hearing it because they know Paper Bird.
Well, that's definitely, I think, a factor in a lot of different ways. But basically, when it comes down to the people in Paper Bird, they're just so incredibly active in the music scene that the bottom line is that they just want to make music in any different configuration they can possibly get a hold of, it seems. And Esme has been performing around town as a solo act since 2008. She's been really, you know, focusing on her work with Paper Bird in a lot of different ways. And now Esme Patterson's stepping out on her own.
And when you listen to this solo record, do you hear kind of a Paper Bird influence? Can you tell that she's in Paper Bird, or is it something completely distinct?
Well, she's got such a distinctive voice that you definitely hear that Paper Bird influence with how raw and fun and enjoyable her voice is. But the subject matter and the lyrics and the way she's singing is very different. And I think she explains this in a really great way, that Paper Bird is about joy and fun and community. But Esme Patterson's songs on this release, they're very personal and they're very much her songs, and you hear that throughout the album.
Esme Patterson, the new record is called All Princess I. Curious name for a record.
It is. Huh. When they play with the grammar, it's so interesting.
And what else is coming across your desk lately?
Oh, there's so much new local music. I'm so excited about the scene right now. The New has a new album out called Man Monster.
This is the band called The New, K-N-E-W.
Yes. Legendary River Drifters, Science Partner, which is a really exciting local band because it combines so many different people from different projects. And there's really exciting news with Churchill. They're a band that we've definitely loved at Open Air. They were one of the first bands to come in for an in-studio session when Open Air first got started. And they've recently been signed on to A&M Acetone. And this is a label that is really successful, got a lot of high profile artists on their roster. And now they're taking this Change EP and really focusing on wide national distribution. So this label's giving them a whole different kind of exposure nationally. And we can look forward to a full length this time next year.
You ride me out of it and use your words instead. You hold me just out of reach. Keep me pounding the beat. Take all the show you can get.
So that's Churchill, based in Denver. And one more for our new music releases coming out recently.
The Yoppers have a new album coming out in the middle of October. They have a CD release party at the High Dive. Open Air is so excited to welcome them to the High Dive for the CD release party. It's Cap on Crusade. That's their new album. They've just added a new member to the group, so now they're a foursome with a harmonica player as well. This is a band where a lot of people hear different things from their music. A lot of people will describe it as alt-country. A lot of people just say straight-up rock and roll. And if you take Tom Waits, the energy behind it, add in some Bruce Springsteen, scene and just some modern indie credibility and excitement to it, I think that gives you the Yoppers.
Well, let's go out with something from the Yoppers' new record called Cap on Crusade. The Yoppers and their CD release party at the High Dive in Denver, October 19th. Jesse, thanks a lot.
Of course.
Jesse Witten is on the air and music director at Open Air, which you can check out at cpr.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is Colorado Public Radio.
Vision of lace and flesh and sound glides on a borrowing.